Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Wednesday night. It is 10:30 on the East Coast, and this is Matt Chat live on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Ace Diamond. I've been away a couple of days because I was very, very sick over the weekend, and I just did not have the energy to do a show Monday night or last night, because I was recovering, but I'm feeling so much better today, and I'm ready to discuss a couple of topics. The first thing I want to get into is the Roman Reigns. Now, the Roman Reigns issue, in my opinion, started with the Royal Rumble in 2014, when the Yes Movement was in its full swing and everybody was expecting and hoping that Daniel Bryan would win Royal Rumble. Of course, we didn't get that. We got Roman Reigns instead. And actually, I may have my years wrong, but but nonetheless, the year that Roman Reigns won the Royal Rumble and Daniel Bryan didn't, I would say that incident alone pretty much doomed Roman Reigns to failure, because like I said, the Yes Movement was at its absolute peak. And actually, I don't even think it had hit its peak yet. It was still growing. And having the opportunity to give the fans and give Daniel Bryan that major boost and have him win the Royal Rumble would have just elevated Daniel Bryan to new heights. And honestly, I think it would have elevated Roman Reigns to new heights. I think Roman Reigns would have caught on the coattails of Daniel Bryan's popularity. And I actually think it would have benefited both of them. But that was the start of the irreparable damage to Roman Reigns' career that WWE has done. And it really didn't start with that. It started with the Shield. They brought in the Shield, three super heels, who they eventually turned to feud with the Wyatt family, Evolution, and others, I believe, but those are the two main feuds I can think of. But And Roman was fine as a face then, but having him to steal a phrase that I've heard a thousand times, I've even used probably a thousand times myself. Having him shoved down our throats, much like John Cena was in the mid-2000s, well, early mid-2000s, the 06 to 09 era, didn't help Roman at all. And actually still doesn't help Roman at all. If Roman would go away for a while and honestly, what would you do with Roman? He goes away. He comes back. He has rediscovered his Samoan roots. He is no longer Roman Reigns. He is back to his FCW name of Laki. He is the arrogant, cocky, well-dressed heel that right now he should be. Because the way he is being booed, he should be a heel. But WWE won't do that. WWE wants us to accept Roman Reigns as a babyface, and we don't want to do that. I'm to the point where it's not that I don't accept him as a babyface. I just don't care anymore. Like, Roman Reigns matches, I just really don't even pay attention to anymore. The only time I pay attention to a Roman Reigns match is when I care about his opponent. So I watched him, Brock Lesnar at SummerSlam, obviously, because I wanted to see Brock Lesnar lose the title. Brock Lesnar is one of the few people I despise more than I despise Roman Reigns at this point. And let's talk about something that's completely off subject on that. PWI 500. I have not seen the whole list. I've only seen the top 10, and let me tell you, the list is a freaking joke. You get numbers 1, 2, and 3. Damn near perfect. I maybe would have put Okada above Styles, but really, either way, fine. Omega number 1, I'm cool with that. Then you get to number 4. How the fuck is a guy who has wrestled 3 times this year? How's he number 4? I don't get it. It's absolutely mind blowing that a guy who's wrestled 2 or 3 times this year
is number four in the PWI 500. I mean, I am absolutely mind-boggled by that decision. And then you've got Roman Reigns and Braun Strowman. All due respect to Braun Strowman and Roman Reigns. Okay, not Roman Reigns, because, like I said, don't care about the guy. All due respect to Braun Strowman. Braun Strowman does not deserve to be in the top 10. I like Braun Strowman. Braun Strowman is probably my favorite wrestler right now. Braun Strowman does not deserve to be in the top 10 of the PWI 500 right now. Yeah, he's had a hell of a year. He does not deserve to be in the top 10 of the PWI 500 right now. To the Roman Reigns, bad booking. Like I said, take him out, take him off TV for a while, and change up his gimmick. Forget about reunion. Because it's obvious that they're only going to do that to try to put Reigns over. And they're never going to get Reigns over as a babyface. So they might as well stop trying. And just turn him into a monster heel. I was going to talk about, and I was going to get in depth into the Izzy incident where 12-year-old Bayley superfan Izzy, in her very first professional wrestling match, which I have all kinds of problems with that right there, won a title from a guy. Now, I believe it may have been a triple threat, but the fact of the matter is she beat a guy. And she's 12 years old. And that's insane. I'm sorry. That's insane. People may bash me for that, but that is my opinion. That's insane. 12-year-old girl should not be wrestling, should definitely not be beating men, and should not win a title in her very first match. Anyway, I'm about out of time. Join me tomorrow when I will have Infinity Pro Wrestling manager and handler of monsters, Rodney Rush, on the show. Have a good night, everybody.